Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's Report Card on Star 99.9.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this past week.
Hello.
I heard you're running a big 5K this weekend. Has Raven been supportive?
Yeah, he's been supportive. He hasn't been running, but he's been supportive.
I can't even get mad at him. I have run once since we ran the Sono 5K, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago now?
3 weeks at this point. To be fair, it's been a stressful few weeks, but I can't keep using that as an excuse.
Well, I can, and I'm going to milk it for as long as I can. Yeah.
That's still one more time than he ran, Anna.
Well, there's that. You ready for it, though? Is he going to be cheering and making signs for you? What's his deal during it?
Why can't you run it with him? That would be embarrassing. I really hope he's not making signs.
Oh, you should make signs, Raven.
I wanted to bring the puppies and, like, be at the finish line and be like, yes, we're so proud of you. And then everybody would lick her face. But she's worried because it's a fallen officer thing and the canine cops are running, that one of the canine cops would get distracted by my small animals and eat one of them at the finish line instead of just crossing the finish line.
Yeah, that's always a possibility.
Well, we wish you the best in the race.
I asked her if she wanted me to set up like a water station at 2 miles or whatever because they don't have one. But she said no, she'd rather have me at the start or finish line. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, that would be weird. You'd be like standing out there by the girls' school all by yourself.
Right.
And that would be a little bit creepy. You'd probably get arrested.
That is true. It is a location that is along the path. And ironically, it is the most convenient location. It's flat, level ground there. And it is between the technical high school and the all-girls private school. So, yes, that would be awkward.
Local radio DJ arrested for stalking all-girls school.
The other possible location is a dirt gravel road that you go down there. It's all just dark and shadowy, so I come out of, like, a bush.
Mm.
Yeah, that's awkward.
Yeah, and when we were growing up, you know, they said one of the places was haunted over there.
Of course.
Creepy too.
Of course.
It's so ironic that Raven and I set out on this quest to become runners when we were training, and we trained so hard, and the minute that race is over, neither of us have decided to do it anymore. But you're carrying it on for us.
I am. You know, I don't even enjoy it, Anna. I don't know what's... I got tricked into this. It was, it's a memorial run, and then she was like, well, the dogs run, and that was it.
Right. Oh, I mean, it's just kind of fun with the dogs running.
Sucked her in.
Yeah.
You know, she says she doesn't enjoy it. Yesterday, she ran like 4 miles.
But you do it when you're doing it. You know what I mean? It doesn't mean you like it. Even though we don't like it.
Yeah, it's not fun. But, I mean, if I'm not back within an hour, you'll find me in a field somewhere playing with one of the dogs.
That sounds actually more fun than running. Also, in good news, you survived your trip to IKEA. When you told me you guys went to IKEA last weekend, I'm like, oh, here we go. I feel like whenever you guys go there, it always ends up in some kind of giant argument.
Well, we weren't picking out a kitchen, so.
We argued before we left the house this time. On
to get
shelves.
It out of the way.
Shelf placement and stuff like that. I mean, it's a dangerous game when you go there.
Yeah, we need to go back. We left some stuff behind.
Yeah, here's the thing. I feel like maybe sending you back with the list because we got lucky the first time. You know, I don't know. Maybe the second time, but it won't end that way. We just don't know.
Right, you shouldn't
test me. No, that's a cop-out.
Yeah. Mm. I did select a rug. You know, I forced some things through this time. You know, typically I'm passive. I just let Alicia choose whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And because I want to just get along. And it's usually a Friday or Saturday. And we were there for 4.5 hours, man. I just want to escape. But I saw a rug that I liked. And I decided that I was getting this rug. Now, here's the thing. She told me she liked the rug anyways. But I didn't believe her. I felt like it was a pity rug.
Yeah.
She was giving me a pity rug.
I understand.
And then you know what I decided? I said, you know what? I don't care if it's a pity rug or not. I'm getting that rug. And then she talked me into some ridiculous return policy that IKEA supposedly had, which they don't have. And then I left that rug. So either she's genius or she just designed this to make us go back. But I decided I didn't care, pity rug or not, I was going to take it.
At least she tried to hide the fact from you and got it out of the car. I would just take it out of the car and put it on the side. Be like, that's ugly. No. And then that would have been the end of it.
It hurts people's
feelings. I like
the
rug, but... they used to have a really short return policy. So I was like, well, what if we don't find the right coffee table to see if the rug works, and then we can't return the rug?
She said IKEA's return policy used to be 14 days. I'm pretty sure that's computers and cameras.
Underwear.
I never heard about that for, a dresser.
All right. So, Alicia, what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
He's going to get a B. He did good in IKEA.
All right. See, there you go. High fives all IKEA all the way around.
I mean, just from the tone of her voice tells you I'm lacking somewhere else.
Yep.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.